support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Today is Wednesday, February the 15th, and this is your WSIU Almanac. Duke Ellington and his orchestra went into the studio to record Take the A Train on this day in 1941. Locally, on February 25th, which is a Saturday, the Friends of the Cache River are sponsoring the Belrose Bike Tour. If you're interested in going, though, you do need to call ahead, 618-634-2231. In CAPE, the 17th Annual Children's Arts Festival at the Arts Council is going on now. The exhibit features visual art pieces and poetry created by children from 27 schools in our region. Also in the arts, the Little Egypt Arts Association in Marion is thinking warmer weather and accepting work for the second annual Art at the Fair. For more information, call the Little Egypt Arts Association and ask for Missy Carstens, 998-8530. The big event is coming on April the 1st, but it has nothing to do with April Fool's. Here is Cordy Love. He's the director of new student programs at SIU Carbondale.
The big event is a community service day. So April 1st, we're going to get all our students out in the Carbondale community to do service in a variety of ways. So we'll allow students to do direct service, working with a variety of different community members, such as Carbondale Main Street, Green Earth, Boys and Girls Club, as well as doing some indirect projects too. So we'll do some projects on campus here, such as making cards for veterans, food pantry things, and a variety of other things.
And that's your Wednesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good February the 15th. It's Wednesday, the 15th day of February, and on today's WSIU Almanac, in science, 17 years ago, the first draft of the complete documentation of the human genome was published. 1764, on this day, marks the founding of St. Louis. Locally, if you enjoy birding around Illinois' wetlands, March the 4th, 9 a.m., the nonprofit group the Friends of the Cache River will host a guided driving tour of the Mermet Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area. Again, this takes place on Saturday, the 4th day of March. For more information, call 618-657-2064. If you missed the recent maple syrup workshop at the U of I Dixon Springs Ag Center, the Ag Center has complete online resources that you can go to and get information anytime from the comfort of your computer. And here is U of I's Extension Forester, Chris Evans.
So we have our Extension Forestry website, and we maintain an Extension Forestry Facebook page. And we have a lot of information on trees in there. We have publications.
Now keep in mind, the Dixon Springs Ag Center will have more events as the weeks and months go by. And to get there, Chris says,
probably the easiest way would be to come down Interstate 24 to Vienna at exit 16. And you want to go east on 146. To Dixon Springs. There's a state park there, and you'll go north on 145, and you can't miss us. We're right on the right.
The Little Egypt Arts Association is thinking warmer weather and accepting work for the second annual Art at the Fair, taking place in mid-May at the Williamson County Fairgrounds. And that's the WSIU Almanac for February the 15th. Have a good day.